This is Ty Law, Pro Football Hall of Famer. Have you ever seen 100,000 square feet of pure fun? Come join us at Apex Entertainment in Marlboro. Be amazed at the 30 luxury bowling lane, a multi-level go-kart track featuring car number 24, multi-story laser tag, and more. Apex offers delicious chef-inspired menu with two full bars serving craft and local beer, plus signature cocktails featuring my very own Corbis Vodka, the official vodka of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Come to Marlboro and visit or check us out at apexentertainment.com.
B-Pod Studios.
Sports Hub. Tutcher and Rich.
Good morning, guys. How's everyone today?
Oh, it's just a day after day of delight.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
We're Tutcher and Rich, and we have been very interested in Ray Lewis. He has given us gifts, such as his Hall of Fame speech, which did not...
5-15-75.
That's his stairway to heaven, isn't it, Fred?
Yeah, I mean, we had been making fun of Ray Lewis for a long time, and his Hall of Fame speech couldn't have been better. I mean, it couldn't have gone better for us.
Numbers!
Just made no sense. Walked around with a Bobby Brown mic on, the kind that I have on right now, with they're just headphones with the mic attached to them.
And today, we had a little more motivation. So let's get to Thursdays with Ray from the Ray Lewis Everyday Greatness Podcast. Take it away, Big Ray.
Welcome. Everyday All right. Greatness.
All right. Is this like, was he in front of a fire? Welcome. I'm about to drop some knowledge. Welcome. Welcome into Ray's house. Oh, look at that. All right, let's continue.
Welcome. Everyday Greatness. I'm your host, Ray Lewis, a.k.a. Sugar. When you find out about that sugar... Yes, sir. It's something about that sugar. Listen here. We're going to have some fun today.
Okay.
It's a lot.
All right. What is going on in that brain is?
I'll tell you what. You know what I love? Pixie sticks. They have several flavors. And you put them in. You rip them open. You go, what flavor is that, Ray? And you go, I don't know. I got to taste that pixie stick.
And so this is Willy Wonka, Ray Lewis?
Oh, it's a magical world full of treats. I remember the first time I got a blow pop. I said, what's this? Is it just a lollipop? And they said, no, it's not, Ray. And I said, I'll kick your ass. It's just a lollipop. And so I beat the man close to death. And then I realized, hey, there's gum in there. My bad. I'll tell you.
I've got another puzzle for you.
Whatchamacallit? Well, tell me what it is. Watchamacallit, you tell me.
Can you imagine, like, who's on first? I want a candy bar. Whatchamacallit?
I'm asking you.
No, it's a whatchamacallit.
I don't know what you call it. That's why I'm asking you.
Thank you, Willy Wonka, Ray Lewis. I appreciate
Thank you. I tip of my cap.
It's a Photoshop that needs to happen.
All right. Go ahead.
Listen here. We're going to have some fun today. It's a lot we're going to discuss today. I truly believe this. Today we will discuss how to take control of your mind. Sometimes we get stuck right in the middle of not knowing which way we want to go. And that's why the comfort zone, right, is such a comfortable place. So we're stuck. And then you get stuck for 6 months. You get stuck for a year.
I'm going to see how many times I can say stuck in a row without making any kind of points that are logical at all. You know, I remember one time I thought I was putting together a project, a model airplane, and I got my fingers stuck together with the crazy glue. What am I going to do now? I'm trying to make the spruce goose, the Howard Hughes wood plane, and now my fingers are stuck together. Heaven help Ray! I'm stuck.
This is arts and crafts, Ray Lewis.
That's right. All right, now, listen, we're going to make a happy little mountain. Look at that. All right. Now you're going to have to call
Bob
the
Ross. Is he Bob Ross?
Yeah, make it a happy little mountain. Listen, you can't make any mistakes. You create your own world. Look at here. Now, listen, you can put trees here. I don't give a F. Now, here, I'm just going to put some numbers. Look at that. They're floating in the sky. And over here, we have a guy who seems to be stuck. All right, let's continue.
So we're stuck, and then you get stuck for 6 months. You get stuck for a year. You get stuck eating all of these things, and anything you listen to, anything you watch, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. And that's where your comfort zone becomes crucial for you to understand why it's important to check in with the mental.
All right, here's the deal. They gave me a microphone and said, Ray, we'll pay you to talk. So I'm just going to say anything that comes into my mind. Anything that was say.
That was words thrown together.
That was the most incoherent thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
You know, you're stuck. No matter what you watch or what you hear, you're still stuck. And you're saying, Ray, how do I get unstuck? And I'm saying, pull yourself up, dummy. I remember one time, Ray, they played a prank on Ray. They put glue on the toilet seat, and Ray was stuck. And he felt like he felt about 2 inches tall. Oh, Ray. All right, go ahead.
You listen to anything you watch, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. And that's where your comfort zone becomes crucial for you to understand why it's important to check in with the mental. If you're trying to have a prepared mind, then how often do you flush it? People always say, I'm smart, you know, I got this degree.
Stop.
What the hell?
I'm sitting here flushing the toilet. Come on, man. I flushed this thing 10 times. The tank is starting to get funky. You got to flush your mind, and you got to take a hose and put it up to your ear. Come on, man. I'm flushing you out. Come on, man. You got to flush out your mind. That's why.
How often do you flush it?
Listen, this is why Ray is so wise. As I flush out my mind, I remove my way of able to speak. I remove any kind of logical sequences of words. You got to flush your mind.
All right, so you may continue.
If you're trying to have a prepared mind, then how often do you flush it? People always say, I'm smart. You know, I got this degree and I can do this and I can do that. But imagine that, right? You say you want to be prepared. You say you want to be the best, but you never flush the mind, right? That's why the good book says restore, renew. Yeah.
Because what chapter is that of the Bible? Restore, renew, yeah.
It's a very inspirational one. It says restore, renew, yeah. Yeah. You ever heard of Leviticus? It goes go, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a part of the Bible that is written by Lady the Cheerleader.
Yeah.
It goes, yeah.
Yeah.
So he said Ray's just describing our Game of Thrones bit.
But you never flush.
That's right.
You never flush out your mind. I literally have no idea what he's talking about. That's why Ray would take so many of the pain pills. To flush out his mind.
Yeah.
Would you, Ray?
Yeah.
All right, thank you. That's me flushing out my mind. Ray, have we forgotten enough stuff yet?
Yeah.
All right. Are there people running around with degrees thinking they're hot stuff?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Did I take any classes at University of Miami?
Yeah.
All right. Well, you're a liar.
So somebody said, oh, boy, we're already getting the Bob Ross, Ray Lewis photoshops.
Yeah, you make a happy little mountain. This is your mountain. This is your place. Maybe you want to put a little bubbly brook. Who cares?
But you never flush.
Mm-hmm. Put a little bubbly brook.
All right, let's continue.
That's why the good book says restore, renew. Yeah, because if you don't start over, the mind just keeps rolling. And the mind just wanders into these areas of life, right? And this is what happens when the mind wanders. When the mind wanders, the one thing that happens in your life and in every person's life that has a wandering mind.
Okay, stop. Is he saying wandering mind?
I think he's saying wandering mind, because for a while I thought he was saying wandering mind. But now I believe he's saying wandering mind, which I'm not positive on what he's talking about at all.
Right? Like, it doesn't make sense either way.
So he's saying flush out your mind. So is he saying, like, don't, like, forget everything?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay, that is what he's saying. Thank you, Ray. I appreciate that.
Thank you. All right. I lost track. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Did I kill someone?
Yeah.
Oh, no, that you can't
prove
that.
That's not nice.
You can't prove that. That's crazy. All right, continue.
The one thing that happens in your life and in every person's life that has a wandering mind is a bunch of broken promises. But let's jump into the thought of the day. I always say this about working out, right? It's never the workouts that you do that you actually remember. It's actually the workouts that you don't do that you actually remember. And if you can just go back in your own life calendar, I guarantee you, you'll remember every workout that you didn't do.
No.
What?
Because that's when the mind starts to wonder. Just like with everything, if you're studying for a test, right? If you're studying for a test, you got to be prepared for that. So which means you have to read and you have to go through all these things. Well, guess what?
Something
life is the same test.
Yes,
all the tests he studied for.
This is how I prepare for a test. Here's how you prepare for a test. I suppose that there would be some sort of book, or, you know, maybe you would have to go to class or whatever happens there. You know, this guy's up there babbling. I suppose you would bring a pen or a pencil. It's a sheet of paper.
Sounds like someone who didn't take many tests when he was in college.
You know when you're prepared for a test? No, I'm seriously asking you. Because I do not know. It is something I do not understand.
A.K.A. Sugar.
What?
It's the old...
A.K.A. Sugar.
Oh, A.K.A. Sugar.
All right, let's... just so you put on Twitter... 15-7 and sugar packets are good. They call me sugar because I like to eat bread.
Mike, you know what to do regarding Usher. And
yeah.
You might need to make him a little Ray Lewis mashup.
Yeah.
Okay.
A.K.A. Sugar.
Yeah. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
This is Ty Law, Pro Football Hall of Famer. Have you ever seen 100,000 square feet of pure fun? Come join us at Apex Entertainment in Marlboro. Be amazed at the 30 Luxury Bowling Lane, a multi-level go-kart track featuring car number 24, multi-story laser tag, and more. Apex offers delicious chef-inspired menu with two full bars serving craft and local beer, plus signature cocktails featuring my very own Corbis Vodka, the official vodka of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Come to Marlboro and visit or check us out at apexentertainment.com.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
This is not your conventional sports radio show.
It's become painfully clear.
Dutcher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub. We are Dutcher and Rich. Bert Breer, you know him from MMQB. He has a house on Nantucket, just like Rich does. In Felger, everyone has a house in Nantucket except for me. I have no houses
and me,
anywhere.
And a lot of people. Only the beautiful people are allowed out there.
I'm fascinated how everyone gets a house on Nantucket. Like, I don't know how it happens.
Bert, you have to have you have to have boat shoes, right, Bert?
That's part of it. Yeah. Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. But how is this possible that everyone has a house on Nantucket?
Well, I regret to inform you guys that I actually don't have a house on Nantucket. We just rent. So we're slumming it out here compared to Felger and Rich.
Yeah, okay. Because I'm fascinated. I really am. Like, I don't understand how these guys all get houses. Like, I understand Felger's got dual income, but he's been divorced. And that's half your crap. He must have not had, and he's probably still paying.
That was a long time. That was a long time ago, though, wasn't it?
Like, yeah, it was. Very long time ago.
Is he still, like, paying that? I don't know. I don't think.
Oh, baby, I've been through this. Yes, I think that you're pretty much indentured for a long time. So
that's not cool. It doesn't seem very fair.
You know what, Bert? The law is not very fair to to men trying to leave their other party. All right,
we're all going to get ourselves in trouble here.
No, we'll be fine. All right, so DeSean Jackson does not like Jews. He has made that very clear. And what is going to be the implications of that, if any?
Yeah, I think it's probably going to be, and you know, what's interesting about it, Fred, is that the Eagles went through something that isn't exactly like this, but might be in the same ballpark with Riley Cooper 7 years ago. And, you know, I like the fact that Riley Cooper remained in the team, I think is part of why DeSean Jackson will probably remain on the Eagles roster. And look, like I I'm against this like idea of like firing everybody who makes a mistake. That said, if you're 33 years old and you don't understand the implications of invoking Adolf Hitler's name, and you don't understand the implications of quoting what he quoted, no matter whether or not you got that quote right, like then that's on you. Like, you know, there comes a point where you're of a certain age where you need to understand what you're doing. And, I mean, I can't think of too many 33-year-olds that would think it was okay to, you know, kind of, I don't even know, like give Adolf Hitler's, like, theology their backing. It just doesn't, like, it has to be on DeSean Jackson to some degree. And so, you know, I think part of this is going to be education, of course. We already saw what Julian did and what the Eagles are going to do with him. And my guess is that, you know, like this is probably going to be more of, you know, an educating thing and trying to get him trying to make sure he understands the impact of what he said. But I don't think there's any question. There's no excuse. When you're 33 years old, you have to know what you're doing, especially when you're throwing around things like he was throwing around.
But, Bert, you were saying you brought up Riley Cooper, and you kind of compared the two situations, and this is why the Eagles are going to hang on to DeSean Jackson. The room is different now. things are a lot different now than they were when Riley Cooper did this. Neither situation is right. And I understand you not being a fan of letting someone go immediately for something like this. But for those reasons you mentioned, DeSean Jackson being more than old enough to know better, the room being different, and not only the GM, but the owner of the team being Jewish, why is he still on this team?
I mean, it's a difficult question. Here's the best way to answer it, I think, is just, you know, that like when you've got history, like the Eagles have history, and you have precedent, like the Eagles have precedent, there's going to be pressure from different people to make sure that somebody's not treated differently than somebody was treated before. And I think that's a big part of this. And I do think he's going to stay on the team, Wallach. I think there should be repercussions. I don't know if there will be. But I do think he's going to stay on the team now because they've already kind of withstood the initial surge of criticism, right?
No, I
don't want him fired.
Once you get past the first 48 hours, 72 hours,
something else comes up.
Still on the roster, he's probably going to stick around, right? Yeah. Because you've already, if you're the team, you've probably already dealt with the worst. Okay. If you wanted to avoid that, then you were going to walk away to begin with.
Okay, what about the other okay, I don't want to make too much of this, but it's really bad. I mean,
yeah. Okay, really bad. I mean, you don't need to tell me. It's really bad.
Yeah. Okay, so what about the other players that are supporting him?
And that's the thing. Like, so, look, the reality is the NFL is 70% black. And so if you do something like what Riley Cooper did, you know, just on statistics alone, you're going to offend more people within your workforce than you are if you do what DeSean Jackson did. I mean, that's just looking at the numbers, guys, right? So, like, obviously the dynamics of this are a lot different. And I know for Riley Cooper, part of the repercussions were having to go back in that locker room and knowing a lot of those guys didn't trust him. Because of the makeup of the NFL, I don't think DeSean Jackson is dealing with that same thing going back into the Eagles locker room.
Right.
And so, you know, I personally think it's on the Eagles probably to do a little extra in this case, whatever it is. And again, I'm not advocating to cancel people or anything like that, but I think it is on the Eagles to do a little bit extra, in part because he's not going to face some of the repercussions that Riley Cooper faced in going back in that locker room, because it was like almost natural that Riley Cooper was going to have to learn his lesson, or he wasn't going to be able to survive in that locker room.
If Riley Cooper got back on the team, DeSean Jackson should get back on the team. But it's like it's interesting the reaction to both. Like one is, with the Riley Cooper thing, it was complete. You know, and you understand, like it's complete. You know, it's an abomination and this and that. But
right.
Then when it comes to DeSean Jackson, there's like some understanding of it, which, and then some people go like, oh, well, we support Farrakhan. And then if you support Farrakhan, you're really an anti-Semite. And then, it's an interesting parallel.
And then you have like Steven Jackson coming out and basically outing himself, right?
He knows what he's doing.
Yeah, he had a chance to sit with that for a couple hours and then double down. That's
yeah,
dumb.
And then he went back on it. But, yeah, I mean, you know, it's a garbage religion or like this and that. Yeah, it was a bad thing.
I think we all want consistency, right, guys? And, like, I don't know. I mean, in the case of somebody like DeSean Jackson, I feel like, he's not going to pay the same price in his workplace that Riley Cooper paid in his workplace, just based on the makeup of his coworkers. And so, I think the Eagles have to work twice as hard to make sure the lessons kind of sink in with him because, like, it's not, like, for Riley Cooper, I think it was, like, a matter of survival in that locker room. Like, there was a real chance his career was over, you know, like, and...
Right.
I think with DeSean Jackson, the dynamic's a little different. And again, like, I think with a 33-year-old guy, I mean, DeSean Jackson, he went to Cal Berkeley, you know. He's
good
33
school,
years
right.
old. Yeah. It's like, dude, this is on you. You need to know better. And, I mean, it's kind of sad in a way, that we have to be teaching a 33-year-old like how evil Adolf Hitler was. But that's, I mean, I can't believe that's what we're talking about right now, you know?
Yeah.
But
Bert, the Jews controlled the banks. I don't know if you know that. Every bank is controlled by a group of Jews that live on a mountain. And they control everything from the mountain. Hey, I don't know if you know that.
Bert, real quick, about the upcoming season. A, is there going to be, are there going to be any preseason games? And B, with the coronavirus spike around the country, what are the odds that the NFL season gets delayed by a month?
I still think the league wants to go forward. And Roger Goodell has been emboldened by the fact that going forward with free agency works, going forward with the draft worked. And so, you know, there are some owners that are saying to him, like, listen, like, we, like, this is not the same thing. Like, you know, you, like, we don't want to start and then have to stop. And I think part of the issue right now, guys, that a lot of people aren't talking about is that acclimation period. In 2011, when they were dealing with a somewhat similar situation, there was a spike in Achilles injuries. There was a spike in hamstring injuries. And the Joint Committee on Health and Safety is advocating for a very lengthy acclimation period. The NFLPA wants that acclimation period instituted. And if you institute that acclimation period, the problem is that backs you right into the season opener. So you're either going to have to shorten the acclimation period and go against your experts or cancel the entire preseason or push back the start of the regular season. And it seems right now like the owners would rather cut down the acclimation period. The players would rather eliminate the preseason. And I think over time we're probably going to see a little more support for backing the season up so both can be accommodated.
All right, Bert, I want to keep you over another break, if that's okay.
Okay.
As you vacation on Nantucket, I do appreciate you getting up early.
I have a question for Bert regarding the Big Ten as well.
Okay, I know. The Big Ten, only conference games. We'll talk about that. Here are the headlines. We'll be right back with Bert Breer.
This is Ty Law, Pro Football Hall of Famer. Have you ever seen 100,000 square feet of pure fun? Come join us at Apex Entertainment in Marlboro. Be amazed at the 30 luxury bowling lanes, a multi-level go-kart track featuring car number 24, multi-story laser tag, and more. Apex offers delicious chef-inspired menu with two full bars serving craft and local beer, plus signature cocktails featuring my very own Corbis Vodka, the official vodka of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Come to Marlboro and visit or check us out at apexentertainment.com.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
This is not your conventional sports radio show.
It's a lot of fun, right? You're having fun.
Dutcher and Rich, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub. These are all samples. Oh, no, this is Red Hot Chili Peppers. Tracy, go back. Play something else. These are Riches, which are horrible. I hate the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Play anything else.
How about Cowboy Troy?
Like, literally anything
Who's
else.
Who's the trombone player come that you love
lady,
so much?
Come, my lady, be my butterfly.
No. That's not.
Come,
no.
Come, my lady.
No.
I was just trying to give you something else.
Trombone Shorty. Let's do that guy.
Yeah, he's the greatest. I went to see him, and I'm like,
Play Tracy, Eric B. and Rakim. Because he loves it.
Yes, I do.
If you could play it.
Yes, I do. She's looking for it. She's looking for it right now.
I know it's hard to sift through all the funk.
Microphone fiend. Let's do it.
But that is, I will not stand by the...
No, it's, the, it looks like it's not going to happen, Fred.
Chili Peppers.
It doesn't look like it's going to happen.
Okay. Well, I can't go on.
I understand. Let's stop the show and put all the pressure on Tracy.
I don't know how you made it past Mike Golic the other day, you know?
Oh, man.
I can't go on.
The tributes continue to pour in on that guy.
She's just looking at funk and not really. Yeah.
She's sifting through the stacks of funk as we speak.
All right. Well, Bert Breer from MMQB is on with us. So I listen to the radio, you know, here where I can't hear swears. Guys, I'm getting some feedback, too, some echo in my headphones, which is more important than finding the funk. But I am but I'm hearing a lot of debate, which I think is ridiculous, about if Cam Newton is the starter for the New England Patriots this season. What say you, Bert Breer?
Well, I think they're going to make him earn it, just like they make everybody else earn their jobs. And, look, the reality of it is that they haven't had it their hand, like, they haven't had their own doctor get his hands on his shoulder, on his foot, and like that's the stuff that you have to.
All right, Bert, let me interrupt you for 1 second. We're under the impression that the shoulder is okay, but maybe the foot is not. Is that the word around the league?
Well, the shoulder is like, so the shoulder's, it's not what Drew Brees had exactly in 2006, but it's one of these things that, you know, you're going to have to kind of keep an eye on it. There's going to be some level of maintenance with it. And so, look at it like a pitcher, guys. When a guy has one of those surgeries, you're always going to be a little concerned going forward, right? So that's part of it. And then the foot is just a big man with a foot injury is generally a problem. And those things tend to linger. So to me, the injury is the big thing. The injuries are the big thing. If he's okay, and he's where he was at the beginning of 2018, I don't think he's going to have any problem winning the job from Jared Stidham. The main question really is going to be whether or not his body holds up, because he's taken a lot of hits over the years. And we've seen what happens with quarterbacks who play that sort of physical game and how they age quicker than more traditional quarterbacks. And so I think all of this really hinges on his ability to stay healthy, and you know the lingering health issues he may have from Carolina.
Okay, so there is a chance Stidham is the starting quarterback.
I mean, it's not like if you want to go back and look at 2001, and I'm not saying Jared Stidham's Tom Brady, but I mean I don't know that many people thought that Tom Brady was going to pass Damon Heward on the depth chart. And lo and behold, he winds up being the backup when the season starts, which positions him to be the starter. And that was really about, you know, Bill Belichick and the coaching staff having an open mind about how they were going to, you know, work the quarterback position. And so, you know, I think they're going to have an open mind about this. And if Jared Stidham comes back, and remember, they have not seen him physically throw. They have not seen him in person since the end of the season. You know, getting the chance to see how much progress he's made and where he's at physically, I think that'll sort of dictate it. So I'm not saying it's likely or anything like that. I think Cam Newton's going to be the starter week one. But, you know, there's certainly potential there that Jared Stidham's had breakthroughs, and maybe he can make, you know, something more of it than just being some sort of token competition.
All right, so the NFL is really – they're really not looking at guys because of Corona? Like, they're really not doing that?
What do you mean?
Like, I would assume that you would just... Like, I go to the pool. I have flown to Tennessee. I do things. So
Okay, go ahead.
They can exchange tape if that's what you're talking about. Like they can watch Jared. They can watch Jared Stidham throw to Julian Edelman, you know, at Brookline High School or whatever. Like they can do that. You know, so if players have tape they want to send to the coaches for feedback, that's all allowable. But they can't be there in person, and they can't be coaching them on the field.
Is that real?
I mean, I think it is, yeah. Because, I mean, most of these coaches, I'm telling you, like a lot of these coaches are like out of state. Like, and I'm not saying the Patriots specifically, but, you know, a lot of the staffs, when all this happened, some coaches live in one area one part of the year and another area the other part of the year. And a lot of these coaches, like, would when all this happened, scattered home and were home for the rest of the spring, wherever their home is, which is
that would
wasn't
bust my ass to watch Stidham. I would just go watch him. If it was me,
I mean,
I'd just go watch him.
So you would just kind of go hang out, like, in the stands at, you know, whatever, Needham High School or wherever he decided to work out?
Sure.
Yeah.
I would go
on the field and watch him. I would instruct him how to throw.
So you're not supposed to do that. I don't know if it's happened. But Bert,
wouldn't you?
It would make sense. It would make sense. But if you're the Patriots, right? And we've talked about how they're line steppers in the past, and how Bill said we're not even going to like breathe on the rule anymore. We're not going to get close to wherever that line is. Like, if you're the Patriots, is it worth that risk? Maybe not, you know? So,
would the NFL really crack down on that? Because they want to start up.
Yeah, they got enough problems, the NFL. Don't worry about it.
I know what you're saying, but, like, I think these teams would narc on each other, too. You know what I mean?
Okay.
If we're following the rules and this other team is, you know, having a full-on mini camp or something like that, or there's a quarterback's coach and he's out, like, at a high school and he's directing traffic. That's not cool. And I've talked to a lot of players over the course of the last 3 or 4 months who've told me, like, the quarterbacks have really taken charge of this whole thing the same way it was in 2011. And so, you know, Matt Ryan, for example, Tom Brady in Tampa, too, like, they've basically staged, like, full off-season programs for their teammates. And I haven't heard anything about coaches being an appearance of that. Everything that I've heard about those camps is that they're almost 100% quarterback run and organized by those individual guys.
Okay, because I would immediately go to a camp that had my offense on it. I would immediately do it. I mean, I would just go.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
I mean,
I do things every day.
I mean, I go out every day. So, I mean,
yeah.
You know.
I don't think it's crazy to think that could be happening somewhere. I just haven't heard that.
Okay, that's fine. Hey, so, Cam Newton. Okay, go ahead, John.
I was going to ask about the Washington Redskins and Daniel Snyder. And, A, is it going to be the Washington Warriors? And, B, what's the percentage that Daniel Snyder actually was thinking about changing this nickname before things went haywire, as he claimed he was?
So, do you guys remember when, like, everybody did the black squares?
Yeah, on social media.
All those black squares were there, right? So
right.
The Redskins did one of those, and they got annihilated for it, right? And I can't remember how long ago that was. That might have been, maybe a month ago?
Mm-hmm.
But they got for a good reason, right? Like, it's like, wait a second, you're standing up for social injustice, and your name's a racial slur. That doesn't make any sense. And so I think that was really when the process began. Like, that was when the discussions happened, where it was basically kind of a reckoning for them, where it's like, okay, like in this climate, are we going to be able to go forward with this nickname? And I think that's the question that really started the conversation there is it even feasible to go forward with this nickname, given everything that's happening in our country? And then obviously over the last, I think, whatever it was, week or so, when you started to hear from sponsors like Nike, and Nike's got their own problems, but Nike.
Amazon.
Yeah.
FedEx.
I mean,
Amazon's huge.
Yeah. Pepsi.
Right. Yeah, but I think it was like with the, it went from a discussion about can we go forward with this to all of a sudden, now all of a sudden a bunch of the money is disappearing, and that really ramped things up. And I can tell you this, guys, I was told pretty strongly, like, not only are they changing the name, that name's gone forever. They're never playing another game. Like it's not, we're going to have a preseason game where they're going to be called the Redskins. They're not going to be the Redskins anymore. Whenever the next time they're on the field, that name will not be on the uniforms, won't be on the playing field, won't be anywhere.
What a tragedy.
Hey, Bert, obviously we know the news about the Big Ten. Ohio State won't play Oregon this year, but you know, my question is this. I got a couple of just college football questions. Will this impact possibly Ohio State making the college playoff if they only play in the Big Ten? And also just think, looking at the ACC with Notre Dame and what happens with them. And then finally, Trevor Lawrence. Like, is it worth a kid like him playing this year when he still will be the number one pick overall? Like, do you think there may be some college players who do opt out considering their draft stock maybe next year?
Well, Joe, I'll start with the first question. They've been preparing for this for over 2 months, and I know there were some coaching staffs, Ohio State's one of them, that were under the assumption that all major conferences were going to be canceling their non-conference schedules and starting October 1st, which is sort of where the NFL's discussion on backing the season up began, because they want to sync up the two seasons, because so much of the NFL's offseason, so many of their offseason events are tied to college football. So they've been preparing for this for a while, and the conference commissioners have been talking. And my guess, Joe, would be that it's going to be a conference-by-conference decision, and they're going to let the committee sort that out at the end. The other thing that's sort of interesting, you guys know how much money, like the MAC schools, the Sun Belt schools, all those schools, you know how much money those schools are going to lose?
Depend on the
millions of dollars.
Clemson
plays Akron this year and all that.
Well, Appalachian State.
The visiting team gets $750 to $1 million to play there. Yeah. Yes.
Right. And so there's going to be a ton of lost revenue there. I heard, like, back then in May, one way they were talking about making that up is expanding the college football playoff to 8 or 16 teams on a one-year basis.
Hell yes, I'd be on board with that.
Yes, I like that.
So think about this, right? So they only play, the Big Ten's playing 10 games. That would accommodate, if they play a 10-game conference schedule, that would accommodate the college football playoff expanding. And for the college football playoff, that would give you like a no-risk dry run at expanding the playoffs. See what it looks like. See how much money you can make off of it.
Woof, woof.
All of that without like committing to doing it over a long period.
I like
of time.
That.
And Notre Dame would definitely be in that.
And Rich is not here, I can tell you that Michigan State plans on getting 30,000 people in the stadium. They're going to distance them, but. I know you will not disagree with me, Bert, or go and be offended, but that's the truth. So, very good. All right, Bert, excellent as always. You rent a place in Nantucket. You are not someone who owns, as is Rich and Felger, which I can't understand how they do that. I mean, I belong to a country club, but it's certainly not a... mortgage payment on a place in Nantucket, but nonetheless, thank you so much for your time, sir, and we will talk to you soon.
And I'll work on getting myself a place here. That would be great if you guys can help me out there. Maybe I can get some advice from Richard.
GoFundMe going.
I hate it there. I just, there's always something going on that I don't know that I don't know about. So I hate it there. All right. I got to do my ad for boner pills. All right, here we go. We'll be right back.
Toucher and Rich.
This is Ty Law, Pro Football Hall of Famer. Have you ever seen 100,000 square feet of pure fun? Come join us at Apex Entertainment in Marlboro. Be amazed at the 30 Luxury Bowling Lane, a multi-level go-kart track featuring car number 24, multi-story laser tag, and more. Apex offers delicious chef-inspired menu with two full bars serving craft and local beer, plus signature cocktails featuring my very own Corbis Vodka, the official vodka of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Come to Marlboro and visit or check us out at apexentertainment.com.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.